This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Good morning. 4:04 on this Monday morning, and we do wake up to a world where both teams are 0-1 to start the year, which is very typical. The Jets showed you some life. The Jets showed you an offense. The Jets showed you something to be proud of, something to look forward to, something to make you feel like even in a loss to Pittsburgh, even in a loss to Aaron Rodgers where you gave up four touchdowns, even in a loss where your defense that's supposed to be your calling card, your defense that's supposed to be what wins you games, gives up 34 points to old man Rodgers. You saw enough offensively, 32 points. You saw an offensive line. You saw a run game. Hall had 107 yards on 19 carries. You saw Justin Fields maneuver inside the pocket, run for some yards, run inside, you know, run behind the line of scrimmage while looking downfield, making plays downfield, long touchdown pass, two touchdown runs. Yes, you saw a big-time fumble that cost you the game. You saw another penalty, the dumb penalty in the third quarter that turned a third and two into a first down. Ended up leading to a touchdown drive for Pittsburgh. Yes, there's some of the same stuff, and you did come away after a 60-yard field goal. You did come away with a loss, but there are things to be positive about. We're going to have a conversation all morning long about moral victories. The coach doesn't believe in them, yet I think the fan base overwhelmingly is going to have that type of opinion about the New York Jets off of their performance at home against Pittsburgh to start the year. The Giant fans on the other side, there is nothing to be positive about. There is nothing new. And that's kind of how I open the show. Both teams, although the Jets are clearly new, new coach, new GM, new coordinators, new quarterback, new everything, right? Yes, the defense, a lot of the same players. Offensively, you gave Garrett Wilson a contract. You gave Sauce Gardner a contract. You gave, the team has some players still there, no doubt. But everything is new, and it felt that way. Coming away, even though you lost, and maybe even in some similar fashions by costing yourself with penalties and fumbles, it felt new. It felt like a new, fresh start that you can build on. The Giants, to me, felt new. Same coach, same GM, same coordinators, I get it. Different quarterback, the end of the Daniel Jones era, and we all know what he did out in Indianapolis for his first start as a Colt. Had a great day. But it felt like new. There's new renewed optimism. Jackson Dart, Russell Wilson, offensive talent, a roster that's better than it's been the last few years, went out and spent to help the defense in free agency. There was some renewed optimism and feelings, and you got the exact same crap you have gotten every single game, certainly opening days as they are now the first team since the 1940s Detroit Lions to go three consecutive opening games without a touchdown. I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but the 6 points the Giants scored was the lowest point total in the NFL this week. They couldn't run the football. They couldn't stop the run. Offensively, they were miserable. Inside the red zone, they had 8 plays, multiple chances because of a penalty. From inside the 5, could not even sniff the end zone. Didn't even come close. Running plays to throw it to the tackle, eligible. Like, that's, they have Malik Nabers on this team, and they're drawing up plays to throw it to the tackle. The coach was terrible. The quarterback was terrible. The offensive line was atrocious. I know it doesn't have Andrew Thomas, but it still was pitiful. And more than anything, it just looked, smelled, tasted, every bit of it, as if it was every game we have seen dating back 10 years. Like, it just felt exactly the same. There was a lot of renewed optimism. A lot of people thought the Giants were a trendy pick at 5.5, 6.5. A lot of people thought the Giants had an opportunity to go play well in Washington. Off of what we saw in the preseason, off of, you know, the roster building that they've done over the last couple of years, the draft that they just had, Abdul Carter, all of it. And they gave you the same ugly, disgusting, hard to watch, ruined by offensive line play that we have seen forever. It was just hideous to watch. And defensively, they only give up 21 points. I don't think Jaden Daniels played that well. Even defensively, they couldn't stop the run, missed tackles all over the place. The middle of the field wide open, a touchdown to a tight end, like a lot of the same stuff. We have the inability to get off the field on third and long, multiple third and long conversions. Just it just felt exactly the same. It felt like, here we go, season over by Halloween. Here we are again. And I knew the schedule was tough. And, you know, I was optimistic about these two games, but still, the over-under's 5.5. No one expects the Giants to be world beaters or a playoff team, but I just felt like this offense was going to be able to function. And Brian Daboll had zero plan. Like, they looked the complete opposite of the Jets. The Jets came out with a game plan. They operated it. They executed it. They wanted to run the football. They ran the football. They wanted to push the Steelers around and be physical. They pushed the Steelers around and were physical. They wanted to get the ball down the field to Garrett Wilson. They got the ball down the field to Garrett Wilson. They executed a plan. Defensively, they didn't execute the plan they wanted to. And ultimately, they made enough mistakes to lose a game they absolutely should have won and had a lead in the fourth quarter. But at least they looked like they had a purpose, an identity, and a plan, and they executed it. The Giants looked like they had no plan. The Giants looked like they had no idea what to do offensively. None. And inside the red zone, I mean, this is the same stuff we've been talking about every single Monday for 5 years. Line can't block it. Don't have time to get the ball down the field. The run game's non-existent, and they can't score in the red zone. I mean, it was the same story over and over again. And now, all of, you know, of course, the coach gives it more credence when he won't commit to Russell Wilson in the postgame, just says he has faith in Russell Wilson. So we don't know what they're going to do with the quarterback position. They did make Jackson Dart the second string quarterback last week. I thought it was a mistake. I continue to think it's a mistake, but we knew this. If Russell Wilson doesn't play well on any game, they just traded up into the first round to get Jackson Dart, and the dude played incredibly well in the preseason. Everybody wants to see him. The second Russell Wilson's going to stumble, there are going to be calls for the quarterback to take over. There are going to be calls for Jackson Dart to be the quarterback of this team. I'm not there yet. There was a plan. I still want to see that plan attempted to be executed. But at some point, and probably sooner rather than later, they're probably going to have to duck that for Jackson Dart, and we'll see. You can't go to Jameis Winston. You've already ruled him the third quarterback. You'd look like a bunch of idiots if you ruled Jackson Dart the second quarterback and then went to anybody else but him if you're going to take out Russell Wilson. And honestly, you went out and paid Russell Wilson. This whole thing was about giving Jackson Dart time. If they deviate from it after week one, you look like a bunch of idiots without a real plan, no real conviction in that plan. And now you're just throwing it up to the football gods because you need to make this offense look good. Otherwise, you're going to be out of a job. Like, it's just there's nothing redeemable about yesterday. There's nothing that makes me feel better about next week in Dallas, other than hopefully Andrew Thomas could play. But even that, the interior of the line isn't very good. Like, it wasn't just the tackle they brought in for Andrew Thomas that sucked. Mike, John Michael Schmitz is terrible at center. I mean, Runyon, the interior of the offensive line, wasn't very good either. I don't know what the answer is for the New York Giants, but they got to find it quick, because you lose to Dallas, you come back home for Kansas City. Good luck having a season. The only benefit is they have Jackson Dart to throw out there and appease the fan base, and at least we'll get to see a young quarterback develop. That's it, and we are there already. All of the renewed optimism, all of the buzz around this team, all of the faith that the fan base that's dying for, you know, we're clinging on to. It feels like we were fooled by a mirage, that we are so tired of walking through the desert with no hope in sight, that the second we could hold on to any sort of optimism, we dove right in. And now we got a mouthful of sand, man. A mouthful of sand. What a miserable game against the Washington Commanders. What a miserable game. They've now lost, what, 8 in a row against the division? And any faith we had in this group, any reason to believe, really is hard to hold on to today. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls on it. We got to the baseball as well a little bit. Didn't talk too much about the Mets and Sproat, who made his major league debut yesterday. Pitched 5 1/3 of no-hit innings. Before, obviously, giving up a hit, but still finished 6 innings, pitched really well. The Mets do lose to Cincinnati and do lose the series to Cincinnati. They're still 7 games back of the Phillies in the division. 4 games up now on the Giants and Cincinnati for the final wild card spot. But ultimately, it's about, you know, most likely this team's going to be a wild card team. Most likely they're going to be on the road in that wild card series. And it's about finding out who their starters are. It's an unfortunate series. They were completely shut down by Green and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball. In this game, they struck out, what, the first 5 batters of the game the Mets struck out. So they struggled offensively. They've cooled off a little bit there, but still, you have faith in this offense. It's just a matter of now you've got all 3 young aces up. Sproat made his major league debut yesterday. We saw Tong the other day making his 2nd start. And McLean has been nothing short of brilliant in his first 4 starts as a major league starter. So right now you're trying to find a rotation. You've already got Senga down in the minors. We're going to see another go-round of Holmes and Manaea. I guess McGill could be an option once he's ready. You're trying to figure out who your starters are going to be. And right now, it's hard to imagine. It's not Peterson and a couple of rookies. And what scares me about that is what you saw from Cam Schlittler on Friday night with the New York Yankees. Rookies just have, it's not easy when they're in spots like that to get through. You know, they have nothing to rely on. They have nothing to call back on. It's tough to throw rookies into the spots, but it feels like the Mets are destined to do it. And the Yankees, after taking 2 of 3 from the Astros, lose the opening game on Friday night against the Blue Jays and rally back, win the next 2, get good performances from Heel and Max Fried. And the division race is now on. They've cut it down to 2 games in the loss column with 19 to play. A big series of Detroit coming up on Tuesday. And the New York Yankees are looking to take the division, baby. It's back on. After a big series win against the Blue Jays, who everybody told me they couldn't beat. And now that they beat them, I'm sure we'll make up reasons why it wasn't that big a series win. Let's get back to the calls. Ziggy in Hillsdale. What's up, Ziggy?
Hey, how's it going? I'm a Broncos-Yankees fan going to Denver on October 19th, week seven. Yes, so I'm going with a bunch of Giants fans, friends, and I'm wondering if you think there's any chance of a Russell Wilson rematch in Denver. Or will he be benched?
Yes, no, I think there's a chance. It's right in the middle of Eagles, Denver Eagles. It depends. Like, look, if they don't, if they lose the next four games, I think they'll probably move on to Dart. I think it's unlikely at this point with the way they played yesterday that they're going to win enough games to justify playing in week seven. They've also shown an indication they want to put Jackson Dart out there by these rumors of him having packages for games, although we didn't see it yesterday. And then, of course, you know, moving him up to quarterback two makes me think that they're thinking about putting him in as soon as possible. So right now, I would say it's unlikely he makes it to week seven and the Denver game. Would you rather see Jackson Dart, though?
Yes, of course. I mean, my Giants fans friends want Russell Wilson out of there right away. They were calling me today saying that he's done. And obviously, he ruined the franchise with the 2 years they gave him in Denver with the office and everything that they, you know, gave
actually,
the keys to the...
He was a little bit better with Peyton that second year. He wasn't as bad. That first year was a disaster. Obviously, he had a terrible head coach. Peyton, he was a little bit better. Not great, but better. And, you know, Peyton really didn't want to put up with his crap. And then obviously they released him early because they were afraid of the injury clause in his contract. But then we forget, like, he took the Steelers to the postseason last year. He did. Like, he faded down the stretch and was awful the last couple games and into the playoffs, no doubt. He was banged up a little bit. But he did win enough games to get the team to the playoffs in the AFC. Like, I'm not ready to just dismiss him just yet. I'm not. I don't think they played well in any facet of the game. If I felt like it was him holding them back, like they couldn't run the football, they couldn't throw the football, they couldn't catch the football, they couldn't block anybody, they couldn't tackle anybody. Like, it's hard to look at that game. And I know that we could say that about Daniel Jones over the last 100 years as well, but this is one game. Like, if they play three or four games and it looks just like this, I'll give more blame to Russell Wilson as we go along. And I'm not saying he played well, not at all. But I'm just not ready to make, you know, decisions like that off of one loss in a game that they were underdog by 6 points. Like, this team went to the NFC Championship game last year. Yeah, I thought they had a really good chance to win the football game. Absolutely. A lot of people did. A lot of people picked the Giants at 5.5 or 6. But it's still a game that it's one loss. I can't just, you know, deviate from every plan I had because I lost a game that I was underdog by a touchdown practically. Like, I'm not ready to do that yet. It was ugly. It was the same crap we've seen forever. I don't know how much faith I have in Russell Wilson, but it's about developing this young quarterback. If they don't think he's ready, don't put him in. And unless Andrew Thomas is playing behind that offensive line, I don't want to see this kid get his brains beat in. So I'm not ready to move on from Russell Wilson yet. And you can't go to Jameis Winston. You've designated him the third quarterback. So there goes that. You'd look like idiots if you did that. Stuart in Brooklyn. What's up, Stu?
Man, good morning, C-Mac. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Feeling a little bit better. I mean, it's about time they took a series from them.
Yeah.
And put them in their place. And I was trying to get to you on Saturday about Jalen Carter with the Eagles. I mean, that was despicable with what he did. I mean, come on, C-Mac. You have to spit?
No.
I mean, what do you think is the penalty for that? What do you think it should be?
I don't know. What it's going to be. Listen, he got kicked out of the game without playing a snap.
Mm-hmm.
He might get suspended one more. I don't know what the NFL is going to do. I haven't even heard. I'm sure they'll come out with it today or tomorrow after the game tonight. We'll see. Maybe suspended a game. Maybe a fine. I don't know. He did miss an entire game for it.
How many games should it be?
I don't know. I think one game's enough. I would fine him. I would fine him pretty heavily. He missed an entire game. If he got kicked out in the fourth quarter for it, maybe I would give him another game. He missed the entire game. Like, he missed the entire game. I would probably just fine him. I don't know if I would take him off the field another game. Maybe I wouldn't have a problem if they do, But I'd be surprised if it's more than one, and I wouldn't be upset if it's no more games and it's a, I don't know, $50,000 fine or something like that.
Uh-huh. T-Mac, what do you think about Judge now? I mean, what's going on?
Now?
I mean, he's not. I mean, he's walking a lot, yes, but shouldn't he be a little bit more?
I would like to be a little bit more, but again, if you look at this game yesterday, he walks three times. I believe they walked him three times. It's hard to get on a guy. I understand what you're saying. And he missed a couple of fastballs in those at bats that he walked. I would love for him to do more and make more of an impact. Absolutely. I'm more concerned about his arm right now than his bat necessarily. Like, I mean, let me just make sure. Yeah, he walked three. They're going to walk. If they walk him three times, it's hard to really get on him. He goes 0-for-1 with three walks and two runs scored. I wish he had more of an impact, don't get me wrong, but if they're not going to pitch to him, it's hard to kill him. It's hard to really get on him. He did not impact the series all that much. He did score two. They scored four runs. He scored two of them. They walked him three times. So yeah, I would like him to do more. No doubt he's going to have to do more, but if they're going to pitch around him practically, what can you do? They walked him. Bellinger hits the double off the wall. He steals second base. Bellinger hits the double off the wall. They got their game-winning run. Like, that's an impact. He helped them win that game with his walks. So, like, I wish it were more. No doubt he hasn't hit a home run since the White Sox series. So he went through the entire Astros series, the entire Toronto series without a home run. Hasn't driven in many runs either. I don't know if he's driven in any. A couple of runs maybe in the six games. Hasn't had that much of an impact. But again, they walked him a lot in Houston, and he just walked three times yesterday. I'm more concerned about his arm in right field. That's what I'm more concerned about. They might lose Saturday if he's in right field. Because Bellinger, that throw home was huge. So right now, I don't know if you can play a right fielder in big games that he can't throw. I know he was able to throw a ball from the corner into second base. It was at 70 miles an hour. He has not tried it once coming home on obvious throws that he would normally make. So I'm concerned about what he is defensively. He makes a big diving stop in this game, but that's what I'm more concerned about than his bat. And again, it's not like he's been awful. He just hasn't been as, you know, productive, but they're walking him. His arm is what scares me. But he's going to, you know, listen, Judge is going to be, we're going to have that question. What about Judge? What's he going to do? How come he's not more? That's going to happen until he has a big time postseason. There's just no way around it. And it doesn't matter what he does against Boston coming up, or Detroit coming up. It doesn't matter. He's got to hit in the postseason. He knows it. We all know it. And until he does that, everyone's going to assume he won't. So that's what's got to happen. But I'm really concerned about how this team goes forward. And again, the one negative two, and I feel like I have to say it, even though I said it the other day, like Anthony Volpe shouldn't be playing. I've defended him. I've tried sticking up for him. When he was performing somewhat well, I was pushing back on everybody. So I think that's fair. Like when you see it, you say what you're seeing. For a lot of the year, he was better than the hatred he was getting. Right now, he's unplayable. His at-bats in this game were just, They're feeble. And he's not good defensively. There's no redeeming quality to Anthony Volpe right now. He does nothing to help you win a game. He only hurts you. I know they want to give this kid a break. I get it. I don't think Caballero is a great option. We've seen him play a couple games here. Offensively, he's not very good. But he gives them some better at-bats. He at least, you know, has some competent at bats and hits the ball. I mean, Volpe's just flailing and behind on 92 mile an hour fastballs. He is awful, and I don't trust it anytime the ball's hit to him. It's time to play somebody else. They need to win this division, and he's not helping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
New York sports is more than a game. It's a lifestyle. WFAN is the only place where Yankees, Mets, Giants, and Jets fans come together and sound off. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
All right, 4:31, McMonagle here with you on The Fan. I got you another half hour until the warm-up show comes your way. 888-808-1019. Giants, Jets, Yankees, Mets, around the NFL, all of it on the table here for the last half hour. Didn't talk too much around the NFL, but last night's game was incredible. I thought the Packers really made a statement as one of the trendy picks for the Super Bowl with Micah Parsons. Now, that defense was ferocious against the Lions. Love played really well. That was a big time butt kicking and statement made by the Packers. I thought, obviously, everything with Daniel Jones and how well he played, and the Dolphins are a mess. Oh my, Tua was terrible in the game. Their defensive backfield is atrocious. They were awful. They could not do anything right. They had a miserable day. I thought. Drake May had a miserable day with the Patriots as the Raiders were able to take care of business and throw the ball a lot, and Drake May had just an awful game. He played terribly. The Bengals do what they do, got lucky, a missed extra point and a missed chip shot field goal at the end of the game. Otherwise, Cleveland had them beat. Cleveland had them beat. As good as Joe Burrow is, and we talk about the offensive line play with the Giants, that Bengals offensive line is a disaster. They were getting completely manhandled by that defensive front and Myles Garrett of the Browns, just completely manhandled. And Joe Flacco plays well inside that offense. You know, he's not gonna kill you. as you know, he's not going to go outside the pocket and make plays on breakdown plays, but he'll hang in that pocket. He will throw the ball down the field. He knows Stefanski's offense. They went to the playoffs last year with him. They looked pretty. That was an interesting game, as they were able to, the Cincinnati Bengals were able to pull it out. But overall, not a ton of great games, but the finale was unbelievable. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry has that incredible game. Then he fumbles to give them a chance. They punt the ball back to him and not able to run out the clock. And Allen just wills his team to victory. He makes the big play down the field, and the Ravens were wrong to tackle the guy. They were wrong. But big play down the field, and instead of just letting them walk into the end zone and giving themselves 48 seconds to try and go down the field and answer, they allow the game to end on a last-second field goal as they run the kicker out there down to the last second. The whole thing was exciting. They didn't have enough timeouts to run out. They had to take the final knee to set up fourth down and run the clock out and run the field goal kicking team on there. The guy just got there, and they pull it off with like a second to go. I thought for a second they might not get the snap off. But last night, man, for as great as Lamar Jackson is, as good as the Baltimore Ravens are roster-wise, as good as that run game is with Henry, as good as their coach is with Harbaugh, like, he's a great coach in this league. Man, do they know how to lose big games. They had that game won every which way. Was it? They're up 15 points with 5 minutes left. And they allow Josh Allen to do that? Unbelievable. If you had the Ravens, that was an all-time loss. If you bet the Ravens last night, all-time loss. You had no business losing that game. None. The two big losses of the week were, if you're a gambling person, the over in the Eagles game, which is hard to fathom that they didn't have the over to open the season. And then if you had the Ravens, that was a tough one. 888-808-1019. Let's go back to the calls. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm sorry I missed Sunday Night Football. Sounds like it was a very exciting game.
Oh, my God. It was incredible last night. That was back and forth, 41-4. It was just an incredible game.
I'll get to the Mets another day, but I think we do have a rotation for the playoffs. It's just not made it so visible yet. Regarding the Jets, when they show Bosworth lining up,
they
have a red line on the – I assume that means his longest is what the red line is. It was 5 yards beyond the red line that he was kicking from, and it cleared the goalpost by 10 yards. Now, what are they doing to these footballs?
Are they juicing them up? No, I mean, well, listen, there are kicking footballs, but whatever they're doing for Boswell, they're doing for everybody else. But yes, you're right. Not only did he make the field goal, it looked like he would have made it from 70.
Like, exactly.
He absolutely demolished that ball. Mike Fliegelman just told me in my headset that his longest career was 59 up until that point, so he hit a 60 to make it the longest of his career. But, yeah, that line's usually for, like, I guess, the longest or whatever. I think even sometimes they do it by what he was hitting in pregame. Like, I have no idea. It's kind of just an arbitrary kind of line of, like, field goal range. But that was one hell of a kick, man. That was one hell of a kick. Sometimes you got to tip your cap. But I don't know what they're doing to the balls necessarily, nor do I care, because they do it for everybody. It is what it is. I mean,
I agree. No, it's not the same old Jets. There is certainly a difference. It was a good game. Obviously disappointed with the ending, but at the same time, we did show that we have a good team. And we have offense, long pass from Justin Fields, a long pass that connects to Garrett Wilson. What the heck is that? And what's Breece Hall doing suddenly running again? How did that happen?
No, I'm with you, Pat. And look, it's a tough... Now, I still don't know if I trust Fields to be the guy here. It's one game. And, you know, I've talked about this. Me and Fliegelman have talked about this a bunch. The concern of having like a Daniel Jones type contract the year after Daniel Jones won the playoff game, and how much it hurt the Giants. The last thing you want to do is to commit to a quarterback because he played fairly well and won you some games when you didn't expect it. But even I have to admit, I think it's a tough day for guys like me who talked about his inability to throw and concern. I thought he played really well. He had command of the offense. I thought he looked really sharp. Now, it's one game, but I was very impressed with Fields. Very impressed. And you're right, the run game too. Breece Hall looked like his old self, 107 yards on 19 carries. He was running the ball extremely well. They have a good 1-2 punch there with the run game. The offensive line was pushing people around. I was very impressed offensively. And we're going to have that conversation all day about moral victories and how you should feel coming out of that game. And I'm sure Jet fans, it's going to be a back and forth. There'll be Jet fans, I don't care. They still lost. It's a game they should have won, a game they had won and they blew it. And that is a way to view it. There's no doubt. It's about winning in this league. And now they turn around and they play the Bills. They go 0-2. No one's going to care that their offense played well week one. Like, I get it. Right? There are no moral victories. That is a fact. Moral victories don't get you anything. But at the same time, it is hard. At least for me, and we've been watching these teams. I know I'm not a Jet fan. I don't hold it near and dear to my heart. I do root for them. I was kind of rooting for them to win the game, but I don't know. I'm weird with my guy. Rodgers is kind of my guy. I loved him when he came here. I wanted him to win for the Jets. I feel like he should have still been here, and I've just always enjoyed watching him play. Plus, he's just such a character. Even though I disagree with 80% of the stuff he says, I don't care. Like, I just find him fascinating. And I was kind of rooting for him to play well in this game. But I typically root for the Jets. From what we've seen over the last 15 years, it's hard not to come away from this game somewhat positive as a Jet fan. Like, I would find it difficult if I were a Jet fan after all these years, new coach, new GM, new coordinators, new everything, new quarterback, and I got that level of play and that level of offense. I know the defense didn't play well, but it took a fumble, it took a bad penalty, and it took a 60-yard field goal to beat me. And they scored 32 points. They ran the ball. They had a plan. They told us what kind of team they were going to be, and that's the exact team that showed up. Like, it's hard not to come away feeling positive about the Jets. It is. For me, it is. If I were a Jet fan, I'd be feeling somewhat positive about today, about yesterday. I'd wake up feeling, you know what, we lost, but hey, if that offense plays like that, we're going to win more games than we're going to lose. The defense is going to get better. If we play offensively like that, we are going to win more games than we lose. That's how I'd be feeling today if I'm a Jet fan. John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
C-Mac, welcome back. Football Monday. I don't know how you do it, man. We're watching all the games and coming in for the night shift.
Well, today was impossible to watch everything. That's why, you know, a lot of people are on me for, you know, not commenting about the Giants after I picked them to win. I was waiting. I was holding off to watch the Yankee game until the 4 o'clock window because I had the Jets. I had the Giants. So I was like, I had to DVR it. And, you know, I don't want to go on Twitter and accidentally have someone, you know, give away the score. I'm nuts like that. I want to watch the game every single play. Yeah. Today was crazy. There was tons of stuff to watch.
I know. Ever since like 1 o'clock over until midnight, it was just nonstop action, which is great. But you know, I'm hearing these phone calls. If everybody wants to start dark, no, you don't start dark. Don't, you know, like that offensive line was like Swiss cheese yesterday. Russell Wilson was getting hit hard. He was getting hit a lot, and that's not the situation you want to put a rookie quarterback in just to go start his career. You know, you want to wait. To Andrew Thomas is back. Hopefully that offensive line gets a little bit more stable. And then you put Dart in.
100%.
But do not put Dart. With the way that line played, you do not put Dart in next week, man.
I'm not even considering it until Andrew Thomas is back on the field. That's 100%.
Exactly. Exactly. One quick thing about Judge.
Yes.
Let me switch over to the Yankees about Judge. His elbow.
Yeah.
Listen, I've already seen enough. The second this season's over, just give him the Tommy John.
No,
because I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait to spring training, and then coming out and saying, "Oh, his elbow isn't fully healed, and now he needs Tommy John." Come March and April,
Everyone said the same thing about Tanaka, and then he pitched his entire career without needing the surgery.
Okay, he's not a pitcher.
No. If the doctors deem it's worthy of getting Tommy John, then you give it to him.
What do we do then if it's March and Aaron Judge can't throw a baseball in right field? Do we just DH him the whole year with Stanton in the roster? Or do we tell him to go learn first base? All of a sudden,
I don't know. You'd have to get to that point. But what makes you so sure that he's going to have months of rest? Like, I'm not just cutting him open just because he might get hurt.
That is the injury that comes back unless you don't get the surgery.
That's not true. It's just not true.
I don't know. I'm just saying with the history of this team, I just know, you know, come March, we're going to be hearing, you know, he still has elbow issues. He can't throw the ball
in. So you
in.
Want them to just say, Mark, because Mike, of our history, we're just going to give you a surgery that no doctor deems you need. Like, I mean, come on. If they deem him worthy of having Tommy John, then I guess you give it to him. But he's still going to miss time if he has in the offseason. He'll miss some time. He might not miss the whole season. I get it. But, like, I'm not giving him a surgery that nobody thinks he needs. Now, if you want to tell me you believe he's playing through an injury that dictates Tommy John, that's different. Like, if he's playing through it because he doesn't want to have it now, the postseason's coming up, they can find a way to just massage themselves through the injury and then in the offseason have it, okay. Like, if that's the case, fine. But if you want them just because you're afraid it's going to happen anyway, that's not how it operates. That's not how it works. You don't give guys surgeries just because they might need one in the future anyway. And I'm not opening up. What if you make it sound like these things are guaranteed? Like, I know that, you know, a lot of the times these guys come back throwing harder and everything. You open them up and have Tommy John, he might not ever be able to play right field again. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't recommend giving surgeries when they're not needed. If he needs it, he needs it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. Same thing happened. I remember this with Tanaka very clearly. He got hurt his rookie season with the Yankees. It was like a small little tear. Everybody said, just have the surgery anyway. Just have the surgery anyway. He went and pitched another 7 years with the Yankees without ever having the surgery and without ever it being an issue again. And that's a pitcher. 888-808-1019. I'm not giving Judge Tommy John surgery because you're unhappy with the medical staff of the New York Yankees. Like, Dr. Ahmad, go see a specialist. Go outside the Yankees universe. That's fine. Go see Dr. Andrews. Go see, I don't know, whoever else. And if they determine that Tommy John's necessary, do it. But I'm not giving needless surgeries because, you know, that's just what happens with the Yankees.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Put WFAN in your contact list. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, last few minutes as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show on this Monday morning, the day after the NFL season started. Jets and Giants both lose in completely different fashions, with the fan base is probably feeling completely different, as the Jets did look like a new team. The Jets did give you an offense. The Jets did run the football and do what they're supposed to do. And Breece Hall did look like he used to look. And Justin Fields played as well as he could play. And they did lose, and they did get Aaron Rodgers in victory formation at MetLife while he was being booed. And then he talked about how much he enjoyed winning the game and scoring four touchdowns. So you didn't come out unscathed. Big fumble, big mistake on penalties. But ultimately, a good performance from the Jets. At least you come away feeling like there's things to build on. Giants, same crap. Nothing to build on. Offensive line, terrible. Offense, terrible. Red zone offense, terrible. Defense, poor tackling. Can't stop the run. Give up long third downs. It was literally exactly what we've seen for years. It was a very frustrating day for the Giants. A disappointing loss for the Jets. Yankees thrusted themselves right back in the mix for the American League East with a big series win over the Blue Jays. And we saw Sprout, the top pitching prospect, really even more so than McLean and Tong, at least before the year started, be the third one to make his debut. Everybody's up now. He pitched well against the Reds, even in a loss with the Mets, as he went 6 innings, 5 1/3, no hit. And we have 19 games left in the baseball season to see what's what. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the calls here, rapid fire style, as we take it till 5 o'clock. Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hey, C-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I watched the Giants. The Giants, you know, it's like you say, it's a continuation from the last few years. No running game. Tyrone Tracy, I don't know. I don't care who's going to mentor him. It'll make no difference. The line, and even with Andrew Thomas coming back, they got to come up with some sort of a formula, a chemistry. Mm-hmm. That line has no chemistry, and there are not too many holes for these guys to run through, unless they were ants. I'm going to leave you with that. Have a good day.
What is this, an offensive line for ants? How are they supposed to get into the building? That was a good line. Unless they're ants. I guess if they were ants, they can get through. Unless, of course, it's my Aunt Karen. I don't think she'd be able to figure it out. But, no, I hear you. Look, no run game, no offensive line, no doubt. And Andrew Thomas has helped in the past. They have been much improved with him. I still think the interior of the line is terrible. The center has just been a miserable second round pick. I mean, just Runyon hasn't been great. Like, just the offensive line got beat up yesterday. Couldn't run the ball. Couldn't keep Russell Wilson standing straight. Just an awful game. Dante in East Brunswick. What's up, Dante?
Hey, what's up, man? Listen, Dable kind of left the door open for, like, you know, people to interpret his comments.
He did not come out and say Russell Wilson's going to be the quarterback next week. He did not.
Yeah, and I think the fans are kind of, you know, just let it happen. Like, I was thinking about when Eli and Kurt Warner, you know, that Kurt Warner situation. If you go back to that first game, we got beat up by the Eagles pretty good down in Philly. And, you know, we kind of just let it play out the way it's going to play out. To panic this early in it, you know, would be, ridiculous.
No, Dante, I agree with you. I am not ready to just panic yet. Plus, panic for what? Like, that's the thing. Like, what's the Giants aren't in a position to panic. Like, I don't know anyone who expected them to have a great year. I thought they'd have a pretty good year, 6, 7, 8 games, maybe. I was more optimistic than some, but, like, Yankees have to panic if you're about to blow the playoffs. The Mets, with their payroll and expectations, they can panic. I mean, that, like, if, you know, Baltimore loses next week, they're in panic mode. Like, those teams are in panic mode. Last year, the Cincinnati Bengals, panic mode. Teams with expectations. What are the Giants panicking about? They're not going anywhere. No, everyone knew they weren't going anywhere. I'm not panicking off of 1 week. I'm just not. I'm with you. I am not changing. Russell Wilson is the quarterback next week. I had a plan. I don't deviate from the plan because I lost the game that I was a touchdown underdog in. And I know they weren't quite a touchdown, but you get my point. They got to play better. I don't want this group to be like, well, I guess we had a plan, but now we got to throw it out the window after one game. Like, have some conviction in your process. And you've already named Dart the second quarterback, so you can't go to Winston. It was just a miserable game. And listen, my problem with the coach is, where's the offensive game plan? That's my problem with the coach. My problem with the coach isn't which quarterback he played or who he's going to play next week. My problem is, where was the offensive game plan? I mean, and I know you could say, well, the offensive line blew up the game plan. Then come up with something. Get the ball out early. Figure something out. Run some screens. I don't know. Run some draws. Do something. Figure out a way to make it work. And inside the red zone, have some better play calling. And maybe try to throw the ball to neighbors. I don't know. Call me crazy. The coach had a miserable day. The line had a miserable day. Everyone had a miserable day. Nobody played well. Nobody. And Burns, maybe. Andrew in Dover. What's up, Andrew?
Yeah, for me, the common denominator in the Giants is Brian Daboll. Watch the first play of the game. They run it right down in the middle of the line, and the guard, who is a veteran, lets the defensive tackle go right past him for like a 2 or 3 yard loss.
Yeah,
That's the way they open the season.
I get it,
like,
but
nothing
has
changed. And then you,
the common denominator goes beyond him, though. We're going back to the end of Eli Manning's career with this has been the issue.
They are not ready to play. If that's your first play of the season, you are not ready to play. They are never ready to play. And if you watch his press conferences for the last 3 years, there's the same thing. We have to get better, and we're not good enough. He says that every time. And nothing has changed.
No, that's the problem. I don't care what he says in the postgame. Show me a coach who's good after a postgame loss like that. Other than, I'm sure everyone's going to love the accountability that the Jets head coach showed, that Glenn showed. We'll see if that works or if it actually happens. But I don't know what you want him to say. That I don't care about. Let's just move on from what he has to say, because that doesn't matter. You're right. The last three, they have been inept in the first games of the season. Inept. Completely and utterly inept. They are the first team since the 1940s Detroit Lions to not have a touchdown in 3 consecutive season and open games. That's embarrassing. I'm not defending the coach. He had a terrible game. Terrible. And if this continues, he's going to get his ass fired, and then we're going to have to figure out who's going to come in and help Jackson Dart, which is the exact spot you don't want to be in. Another young quarterback with a second offense, year number 2. Worst case scenario. But it can't look like yesterday, that's for sure. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening on this Monday morning. Thanks to Fleegs. We'll catch you again 2 a.m. tomorrow after Monday Night Football. Don't worry, Giant fans. It can't be this bad forever, can it? At least the Jets had some offense. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2 a.m. The warm-up show is next. I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. WFAN, New York.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.